to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. Welcome back to Ladies of Liverpool. Almost 1 year old we are, so thank you for your support. Can't thank you enough. Hopefully you're getting involved on Facebook and Twitter as well. Just search out Ladies of Liverpool. Do me a favour, after you listen to this episode, please rate and review if you're listening on iTunes. Alternatively, tell everyone to subscribe and get involved also on Spotify and at ladiesofliverpool.com. This week we've got the gorgeous Sarah White, do you remember? She played Bev McLaughlin, who married Ron Dixon in Brookside, and we want to know exactly what's happened since Brookside ended. Hear about her life in theatre, in TV, and life as a mum back at home. This is Ladies of Liverpool with Sarah White.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Sarah, how often nowadays do you still get called Bev?
I'd say still a few times a week. I was called Bev yesterday.
Was she really? Yeah. So a few times a week, people will still think that you are Bev McLaughlin or Bev Dixon. Mm-hmm. You married lovely Ron. Give everyone a little bit of an insight into the days of Brookside for us. So you were only young back then. How old were you?
Oh, God. I want to say 22, 23.
Baby.
When I started. Mm-hmm. I just finished college. So, yeah, finished college in the summer. Got the job just before Christmas. Started in the January. In shock, really.
It must have been fabulous that to turn around and go to your mum and dad, because Brookside was huge back then, wasn't it? To turn around and go, hey, I'm going to be on your telly 5 days a week plus Saturdays.
Well, I don't think they quite believed it. I don't think any of us quite believed it. But funnily enough, you know, when I was at, I went to drama college in London, and everyone used to say to me, you know, friends and other students or whatever, oh, you'll end up on Brookside. You'll end up in Brookside.
Yeah.
And you know what you're like when you're young and stupid. I was like, excuse me, I think we'll find on at the Royal Shakespeare Company. Darling, I won't be doing Brookside.
The next minute you're necking an owl fella on the telly and you're taking the wedge. Were you like skipping into work every day? Was it as much fun as it looked, Brookside, on the telly?
Oh my God. When, you know, you just can't believe you've got the gig. And when I first got the gig, as I say, I'd just finished college. I was getting the bus in. jumping on the 61.
That's hilarious.
And people going, are you going to get a car? I was like, no, am I right?
Yeah. Did you think it'd last as long? Because you were in it for how long?
Not at all. The first contract was for 12 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So basically, Irene Marrow, who played Dee Dee Dixon, Ron's wife, she was pregnant in real life. So they had to get a storyline to get rid of her for a few months.
Okay.
So they brought me in as the affair. So it's 3 month contract. Then it was like, oh, here's another month.
Yeah.
And I'd probably been there a year when they said, well, okay, you know, then you go on to 12 month contracts.
Yeah.
So anything after 12 weeks was a bonus.
I imagine so, yeah.
I just thought, I'll move in with my mum and dad for 3 months, do this gig, and then.
That's a bit like radio. I've been like counting the 12 months down. Sometimes if I was lucky, I got a 2 year contract in radio, but you're constantly just counting the months down, going, what am I going to do next? Yeah. Where's this going to lead me to? Yeah. How am I going to pay my mortgage? Yeah. All that kind of stuff. So how long in total were you in and a wedge from our brookie?
Well, it was over a period of about 10 years.
Was that on and off, was it?
There was a gap in the middle, I'd say, of about 3 years. I left.
I can't remember you not being in it.
Yeah, I left for about 3 years.
And what did you do when you were gone?
Whatever came up, mainly theatre, really. And then there was a new producer and he asked me back. And so I thought, well,
that'll do.
To be honest, I wanted a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, if I go back, I can have a baby.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And have maternity leave and, you know, earn money through my pregnancy, which as an actor, you usually can't.
Exactly.
So that's why I went back.
You're totally written off, so you're thinking, get back in there. This might be a little dream come true.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about being a mum. So tell everyone about your off-screen life and how that's developed over the last... How long has it been since Brookside ended?
Oh, well, let me think. Well, Ruby's 18 now, and I think she was 2 when I finished.
Is that long ago?
Mm.
Oh, my word. I can't believe we've lasted so long without Brookside.
Mm, I know. There is life after Brookside.
How do we cope?
Ladies of Liverpool.
So you're married, you've got these two gorgeous kids. Tell us all about it.
So I've got Ruby, who's 18, and Theo, who's 13, and Tony, who's 49, my third child.
Well, I know Tony well. And he's full of the joys of spring, isn't he?
He's full of something.
He's always happy. He's always game for a laugh. And I think that's why you two work together. I reckon listening to this podcast, people are going to be a bit like, is that really Bev? Because if you only know Bev off the telly, you're so different in real life to the character. She was mouthy, she was gobby. In which other ways would you say you're different to that character?
I'd say in absolutely every single way. I don't think you could find two more different people. You know, when people used to ask me and I'd say, well, if I walked into a bar or a club and she was there, I couldn't run out the door fast enough.
She's a nightmare, wasn't she?
She'd scare the life out of me. But it was fun to play because it was so different from me.
Yeah.
They're always the most fun part.
I've got to ask, did you find your inspiration from anyone you know? Are you allowed to talk about it, or is it secret? You can just say yes and not tell us who, or you can give us a bit more goss.
Okay, so sometimes, sometimes if my sister was kicking off, people might go, oh, look at the bed face on you then. My sister would be like kicking off and people would go, oh, that was a bed face.
Love it. Right, okay. So they could see the comparisons and where you were pulling it from.
I think that's just because my sister and I look alike. I'm not saying, look, I'm retracting hugely here.
I know, massively. I'm just smiling and nodding. Go on, Gail, dig yourself out that hole. So she's not as raucous as Beth, but there was part of your sister in that character.
No, I'm really panicking now.
Because she's got to take a good job, hasn't she?
She's like a proper person.
Are we allowed to say where your sister works?
I think so, yeah.
So she's big in Matalan, isn't she?
She's on the board of directors at Matalan, yeah.
She's
the head of buying.
We don't get any free clothes, do we, or not?
I'm with her and she's got a little discount card.
Bit of dizzy. My sister works for Ian John Lewis and she's just qualified for Ian.
Oh, I would sell a kidney for a discount to John Lewis.
Stop it, we'll go shop and buy a Matalan to John Lewis.
Because you might get 20% off a Matalan. That's only saving you 10p, isn't it?
Exactly. So here's us sponging off our sisters.
And the discount card.
Let's go back to where we were talking about parenthood. Uh-huh. Did it change you?
Oh, yes.
In what way? For all the pregnant ladies listening, all the dads-to-be who are listening right now.
You just become less selfish.
Yeah. That's the number one. Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, because you've got to put someone before you.
Which is a struggle, especially as an actress. Because it is a selfish career, isn't it?
Yes,
if you've got to go to bed early, it's like me with the radio. You've got to be in bed early. Your whole life is dictated to by your job.
Yeah.
And that changes because this little human comes and they tell you if you're going to go to sleep and if you're not.
Yeah, and if you get a job and, you know, as an actor and it's a tour for 6 months, if you haven't got kids, you just pack your little bag and you're off. You've got kids, you're like, okay, how is this going to work? Can I even do the job? If I can, how many people have got to, you know, I've done jobs and my poor mum and dad, you can see like the shoulders drop. Oh my God.
Hope she doesn't get it.
Fingers crossed, she has a really crap audition.
Don't let her get it.
And they're like, how many months are you away, love? And you're like, 9.
But they are good to you, mum and dad, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like me, they're your lifeline.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. You know, there's no way I could do it. And Tony, my husband, a lot of his job involves working away. Mm-hmm. So if you're working away, he can't work away.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about you and what you want to do. It's about the whole family. And of course, it's about the kids. And when I've been on tour when the kids were little and I've worked with actors with older kids and I've been having a moan about how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Or I've got a toddler with me and my mum with me or whatever. And they used to go to me, this is a walk in the park. It's a different story when they're older. It's harder.
I used to think...
How can it be harder than this?
Is that true?
How can it be harder than sleep deprivation?
Yeah.
How can it be harder than someone puking on you?
Worrying if they choke on a grape or...
Trust me.
Does it get worse?
It gets harder.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And then I recently had a coffee with a friend of mine whose kids are 27 and 28. And she said to me, sorry, it just gets harder.
Oh, no, there's nothing down for us.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Would you say as a working mum then, Sarah, that you've had to make sacrifices when it comes to your career and being a mum?
Definitely.
Talk us through them.
Well, I mean, so many people would say you would work more if you lived in London, say.
Now,
When I first got Brookside, I was living in London. Thought I was going to stay with mum and dad for the job and then go straight back down to
London. Your little 12-week contract,
Job went along. I met someone who was based here, based in the Northwest, lived in Manchester for a few years, but just always stayed in the Northwest. Now, people had said to me when Brookside finished or whatever, would you think of relocating to London? If I relocated to London, I wouldn't have my mum and dad. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my mum and dad to help. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, true.
So it was never an option.
Yeah, so you were tied to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Your roots are
not
here.
That that's a bad thing. No. But, you know, the option goes.
But you did make sacrifices when it came to the kids. Would you say, as a woman in your industry, you've come up against any battles that maybe a man in the same industry wouldn't have to deal with?
Age discrimination.
Talk to me about it.
Hugely. I think you get to 45, maybe even earlier, and the work just stops.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is true. A friend of mine who's still very, you know, in demand on TV and stuff, and I remember us having a little lunch chat about how she was told by a producer, I think, about surgery she should be considering, and she was in her 30s, about facial surgery to try and get a couple of extra years out of it, because once you get 40 plus...
Yeah, and she's probably a 35 playing the wife of an actor who's 50.
That's the truth. Now you've said that, I think everyone listening is going to be watching the telly going, hang on, that's exactly what Sarah was talking about.
You never see a 50-year-old actor with a wife on screen who's also 50. She's always 15 years
younger
than her.
That's a brilliant point. Did you see this week in the news, Keanu Reeves stepped out with a new girlfriend who's been his mate for years, according to reports. And I think she's younger than him, but she's age-appropriate, if you're going to talk about it.
Because she's 25, everyone's in shock.
Yeah, she's in her 40s, he's in his 50s, and everyone's like, oh, what's he thinking?
And any actor who is married, like, for example... for example, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because his wife, is she around the same age as
she older?
She's
a little bit older.
Yeah.
And another one, who's the other one that they always... Pierce Brosnan. Now, because they've got wives who aren't 20-year-old supermodels, you pick up the paper, oh, Pierce Brosnan must be such a lovely man to be married to her.
Oh, God, bless the suggestion. Yeah. Send like him an award.
Exactly. Oh, well done for marrying a woman who's roughly the same age and has eaten the carbohydrates since 1983.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Talk to me about women who inspire you. So whether it's, you know, just in general life, whether it's been in your career, someone you've never met before, but a woman that you would talk to your daughter, your Ruby, about and go, look what this woman's done or she's doing.
Okay, so I would say I'm a big Julie Walters groupie.
Right.
Because I just think she is an amazing actress.
Yeah.
She's shunned all that kind of, you know, the surgery, the try, you know, she was playing 80 when she was 25, wasn't she? So all of those rules don't apply to Julie Walters.
It's like she could turn her hand to anything, Julie
Walters. She's above and beyond any rules. She's fabulous and she doesn't care. And I think that is one of the best things about getting older, is that you care less. You care less, in a good way.
You do, though,
about worrying about what people think of you, and if I say that, will people judge me?
Yeah.
You know, I just love that attitude of thinking, well, if this is right for me, I'm going to do it and I'm not going to apologise for myself.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right, it does come with age. I got to about 35. I remember reading a quote about, now it's less about walking into a room and hoping people like me. I walk into a room and go, do I like these people? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the shift. That's the best way I can explain it. Mm-hmm. And I think it does happen to us. Also, if you're younger listening to this and you're still at that age where you're worrying about upsetting people or saying no to people and that kind of stuff, it generally comes with age where you find it easier to not care. Mm. Can you give us any examples of maybe you in your life where you think of something you've done in the last few years that you probably wouldn't have done in your teens or your 20s?
I mean, I care about my appearance and I care what I might choose to wear and say on holiday, on the beach, or that's my decision and that's what I choose.
Yeah.
There might have been a time where I'd go, I love that, but I won't wear it in case people judge me.
Yes.
Now it's, do I want to wear it? Yes. Do I want to wear it? No. Do I want to get this bit of me out? Do I not? It's entirely up to me.
Yeah.
And I really don't care what Betty, who I've never met in my life, who's walking past me on the beach, thinks of my thighs.
True, but that was an issue years ago.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean. There's nothing better than getting a group of ladies, maybe 35 plus, 40 plus, around a table, and you see it, you can't miss it. They've stopped giving a shit.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing.
Yeah.
So I think maybe older ladies in the 40s, if you've got someone in your life who's in the teens, get them with your mates. Talk some truths to them and you might save them a little bit of pain in the future. So we've spoken about motherhood. We've spoken about your career. What's next for you? So I know you're busy in theatre, which works for you and your family at the moment. You know, have you got any, I know you like to travel, any things that you look forward to over the next couple of years?
Well, like you, Leanne, I'm a fan of a big holiday.
We're ruthless, aren't we? I feel sorry for our partners because we're like, we're the wives that put the deposits down. Then we're like, right, we'll worry about this at a later date.
That invoice is in. Bye!
It's true, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I've got the kids' clothes, so maybe you sort that and I'll look at Spence.
I've got the suntan lotion.
It's true. So, I mean, we're independent when we do pay for our holidays. We are joking, but we are the first to book them, not considering whether we've got plans or how much it's going to cost in the long run. Because, like me, we've got this, do you call it wanderlust?
Yeah, yeah.
You just need to be seeing new things and trying new things. And...
Oh, I'm really kind of itchy at the minute because I've got nothing planned. I've got, there's no,
that's
there are
not
no
like
plans.
You.
And I am twitching. But Tony turns 50 next year. So I'm campaigning for a good one.
Where are you thinking? Because where did you go last?
Well, I turned 50 this year.
And you went somewhere fab, didn't you?
Thailand, just the two of us, without the kids, Bangkok. Again, thanks to me poor mum and dad.
Yeah. Who love having the kids, by the way.
My dad moved in for 16 days.
Brilliant.
Bangkok and Krabi in Thailand, which was amazing. I'm campaigning for the States next year. I want us to renew our wedding vows with Elvis in Vegas.
Can I come?
Of course you can.
That sounds amazing. Oh, you can do all the hot spots then in the States, can't
you?
Make your way to Vegas.
Of a little road trip, but I've got to kind of, you know, sow the seeds and then he's going to think it's his idea.
I love it.
And also, I'm about to start panto and I've promised him every penny of my panto wage. We'll get.
And going over to your mum with your keep.
Yeah, kids, you have beads at Christmas because all the panto wage is going for the holiday.
Just in the Christmas cards. Give the kids a Christmas card and you'll think there's vouchers in there and just put a photograph of the place that you and Tony are going.
Oh, no, they can come on this one. It's funny because Tony's going, so will the kids go? I went, well, we've got to take the kids this time. He's going, how come on your birthday? We didn't have to take the kids, but on my birthday, we do.
Yeah, that is a bit unfair. It really is. Maybe just fly the kids out at a later date. You started off and when you're fed up of each other, bring in the cavalry and you could go and have a nice time with your Ruby.
When we've run out of things to say.
Because yeah, it gets like that. When you go away as a couple, you're away with the kids and you dream about taking a beach bag to the beach without quavers in and frutellas and half-eaten butties from the breakfast that they didn't eat. And
we used to take Tupperware and whip stuff from the breakfast buffet.
I still do that.
Oh, and then
rack croissants up in kitchen in the little napkins.
Those dried apricots. Yeah. I found them for years.
Lash them all in. Lash them all in. So there does come a time where you can go away without them if you choose to. Some people don't like doing it, but I've done it. And it's great for like the first 24 hours. And then one of you will start with the photographs on your phone. Oh, wasn't she cute doing that? And before you know it, you're on like an hour long video marathon of everything the kids have done since the day they were born. And then you're phoning home, you're FaceTiming and all that. And it gets easier. I think my tip is keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep going away and having your little weekends away if you can.
It stops as they get older. I can remember going, we went to Ibiza with a group. I only had Ruby at the time, so she must have been under five. And we went for a week. And the big mistake was we went on a beach holiday.
Yeah.
So you go to the beach, it was full of people with kids. So you were going, why haven't I? I'm the worst mother in the world. My daughter should be here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoying the...
Look like you should be on the list because you're going, isn't she cute?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, look at him. Oh, do you want a sweet?
Yeah.
As people are thinking, sort of not right here.
So I would suggest to any young parents who are thinking about the first trip away without the kids is to go somewhere that kids don't particularly go to.
Yeah,
a city break.
Yeah, somewhere where you're not going to find prams.
Not somewhere where, with, you know, a kids club and beaches and games and climbing frames, because you will have a little cry.
You'll tear your hair out.
Yeah.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
You're at a time in your life now where you know yourself inside out. That comes, doesn't it, with age as well. Mm-hmm. And so you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses. If you could describe yourself in three words, Sarah, what would you go for?
Oh, the truth or what I want to be?
The truth. Let's pretend no one's listening to this.
Okay, three words. I think I'm kind.
You are? Honest. I go with honest for you. But don't count that. She is honest in every scenario. And you've got to have a mate. And she's my one of them who's honest. You could ask and you know you're getting fully what they believe.
So I've got to say honest then.
No, you're not mine. You've got kind. You're not ever mine. You've got kind.
Okay. Kind and I feel like I'm...
I've got
my own trumpet.
And this is why I'm asking. I'm going to start asking everyone on these podcasts because I think as women, no matter how successful someone is on the outside, I think this is really hard for us to do.
Yeah.
I've got them all piling out my mouth right now. I could say a million about you.
I could list... loads and loads and loads of qualities that aren't really great.
Well, don't
the
do
rubbish
that.
Ones.
Oh, come on, give us all you've got. Good, bad, ugly.
Okay, I think I overthink. I think I'm a worrier.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am good company.
Yeah.
I think I can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can be nurturing.
Yes.
Supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, the positive ones are flowing. Aren't I'm loving myself now, aren't I? Right.
You tell everyone she loves herself.
That's it, all right.
Vain.
Self-important. Biggest fan. I'm my own biggest fan.
That's not the truth at all. But no, this is good. This is everyone's homework, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I want you to tweet me, find Lazy Liverpool on Twitter, or go on Facebook, and whatever the post is, just underneath, just list three things about yourself, three words that describe yourself, and we'll get back to you, because that'll be lovely. Mighty, even they are, I'll give a prize away. I'll pick one and I'll give a prize away. So find Lazy Liverpool on socials, Facebook and Twitter. You've been amazing. Thank you so much, my love.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything that's coming your way.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll tread the boards again together soon.
We better had.
We did the salon, didn't we? We did it twice in 6 months or something. I don't think I've ever recovered.
3 hours rehearsal.
I know. But everyone loved it. Went down a storm. And if we are bringing it back, you'll be the first to know on Lazy Liverpool. So thanks again, Sarah.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.